time for the Curls Studio Mailbag. This week's question comes from Julia via Twitter.
Hey, Julia, how's it going? We're going to answer your mail with Brian Sarvis, too.
Yeah.
Brian, you going to join us in answering this awesome question?
Sure, why not? I'll be here.
Julia asks, how do you pace yourself during a con? Congoers can take breaks pretty easily. How is it from your perspective?
So should we go like around the circle to see how we pace ourselves at the convention?
What is this? That 70 show?
Should we? Yeah, this is our 70 show moment where the camera pans around and just sort of like, you know what, dude? Yeah, like I really, oh man, Donna's driving me crazy.
I mean, I think we should just be able to chime in whenever, but...
What was the question again? How do you pace yourself while you're at a convention because like usually people get tired?
Well, she writes, how do you pace yourself during a con? Congoers can take breaks pretty easily. How is it from your perspective?
All right, Brian, answer this. Go. You have a go.
Well, see, I think she's talking about from a different perspective because she's talking about people like me can take breaks because I don't have a booth. People like you are always constantly...
She's talking about behind the table.
Right, behind the table.
Like our panel behind the panel that you can check out on the other side of the table.
Yes, you can
look for it on YouTube.
So this is something really you guys need to answer because I'm on the other side. I actually run to the booth to just chill because my eyes can't take any more visual stimulation. After a while,
I actually think it's like super tiring being like I can't even walk around like a convention anymore because like my eyes I can't process information. Like I'm just like, wow, that's cool. It's you know, I just don't want to because my brain is gonna, I have to specifically have something in mind to buy because I just will not process anything. Nothing against anyone else's awesome work.
Oh yeah.
But if I didn't see your work going into the convention, like it's really hard for me to like discover something already. You know what I mean?
There's just so much stuff, it's overwhelming.
But that's not the question we're answering though.
No.
No. Well, for me, for pacing, first of all, I don't know like really what to expect. So basically when we first get to the convention, the first thing we want to do is just set up as fast as we can, make sure it looks good, and walk around the table a few times and make sure everything's in its place and make sure price tags are in places that are visible. And let's see, if I have time, I will go up to a specific creator that I know I'm not going to be able to see actually during the convention.
Yeah.
So I will try to do that really quickly and get back to the booth and make sure I go to the bathroom. And then, you know, by the time the convention starts, I'm going to be ready. And for us, it's hard to pace because you never know, like, who you're going to interact with. Like, for example, at Baltimore, I got, like, a whole bunch of commissions. And pretty much the whole time I was working on that, like, with my head down. And then Joe has to be, like, the salesman because I can't really talk to people when I'm working. I mean, I can't really sketch at the same time and, like, look up and talk to somebody and then hear them. Because for me, it's really hard to hear. I always have to stand up to actually talk with somebody. Like, pretty much be eye level and face to face instead of looking up at them. Because it gets really crowded and noisy at certain times in the convention. And there's a lot of stuff going on, like, around you. So I really have to have, like, a one-on-one time talking to people.
I think that's one of the cool things, you know, I feel like. You know, at least me, I enjoy talking to the people, even though, like, I guess, I don't know, sometimes I really don't enjoy talking to anyone outside of a convention. I don't know if that sounds cool or more pompous or not, but, like, even if I'm at, like, a party or something, I don't really feel like talking to someone, but when I'm at, like, a comic book convention, when you're around sort of, like, your people, like, you can talk about things that, you know, when you're in, like, a hipster party, you're like, oh, they're not going to want to talk about the newest Crossed or something like that, you know what I mean? Or CM Punk. And like, I feel like at conventions, it's like that's when you can talk to them and you can introduce them to your work.
Well, for me, it's like the only one of the few times where you can actually get instant feedback from somebody face to face. All the other times, like, you're pretty much working by yourself, hunched over it, like on a desk in the basement, you know, and like you don't really get much interaction with people. And I mean, occasionally people might email you on the internet or leave a comment, but in general, you don't really get that FaceTime. So it's always good to be able to talk to somebody in person. And like, it makes you feel like you're valued. Whereas like, you know, on a normal day, you're just sitting around drawing and you don't know like what anyone thinks about what you're doing ever.
So what was the question again? Like, how do you pace yourself?
As far as breaks, like, how do you pace yourself as taking a break? Which I think just from listening to you guys and from being there, that I've only been 1 year, but being there, it's nice that you have each other so that if you really want to see something or you want to take a break to go use the bathroom or get food, you can have somebody watching your booth. Whereas if there's just one person, you got to have some other booth watch your booth for you if you want to go anywhere.
I feel like now more than ever that it's... That chemistry, that idea of like now someone can go out, that's actually diminished, because now when Carolyn was is just stacked with like with commissions, because people love getting commissions from her, you know, that means I got to work the table because she's working, because she can't do that, so now no one can get out, so that's always pretty brutal now. And I'm not gonna lie, like when it comes to pacing or and something whatever, like taking your time or having a break. I'm probably, most likely or not, I'm already super tired before I get to the show. Like, I've already driven like several hours, and most likely the day before I barely even slept, and then the day before that I'm already working on films and stuff like that. So once I get to the convention, I'm probably already tired because of one, we're already lugging stuff in there, and then there's always this sort of like, I don't know if you experienced that, but just before, it's just like before a basketball game or just before a real, like another like theater show, like you have those butterflies in your stomach of like, shit, we gotta set this up. And then you always have that feeling of like, I need to hurry up, when you seriously do not need to hurry up. Right. You know what I mean? But you're like, oh, I need to get this going on now. Like, and then no one, like, and it's weird because sometimes when Carol and I are there, like, there's this moment of like, man, we need to hurry up. But it's like, logically, we don't really need to. But there's sort of that moment of like, where should I put this? I don't know. Where do you put this? I don't know. I can't get this, because, you know, like, we want the show to start. We want it to be great. But at the same time,
because we're excited.
Yeah, we're excited.
It's like, we're not going to be there and be all boring and be like, oh, here we are again.
But also, like, you know? we're anxious, but also just that nervous anxious where it's like, it's that anxiousness where it's just, you don't want anyone to mess with you. You're fucking focused. Right. You know what I mean? But with two people here, like, we're both like super, you know, super creative minds with totally different ideas. So it's not only that, it's not only the fact of like, we're teaming together and, you know, on the books, but it's also like, even when we're laying out the table or like where we're going to sit or like where we're going to park, you know, you have those moments of like, all right, what are we going to do? It's like, you know, being collaborative is not just, it doesn't just end with the book. It continues with that. Yeah. And, you know, in a sense, it's like, man, with that, it's almost like, oh, you got to be working all the time.
Oh yeah,
you know?
I agree. Totally. And I mean, you definitely want to sell your stuff to people. You don't want to, you both want to be there because you both do different parts of the book, you know, and your whole idea is to be there and get your product out there and sell it to people, more people read it and enjoy it. And you want to be there as much as you can without taking a break, so you can try to, everybody that has a chance to come up to your booth, be able to see them, talk to them, you know, get a book
like,
in their hand.
Have you had like good, you've been around to the conventions. Have you had good experience when you talk to them? Like, do you ever go and talk to the people behind the booths besides us?
I've talked to some of them.
You have any good experiences with that?
Well, I mean, I didn't talk to a whole lot, but I did.
Are
talk
they easy
to
talk
few.
To though? Like,
yeah, most people are easy to talk to. Some of them you can tell they've been there a while and they're tired and they're very kind of short with you. They're just like, yeah, okay, you can look at that, whatever. Like, they're not, you know. But I mean, understandable, especially towards the end of the Comic-Con.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it's definitely, I mean, it was cool that I was there last year because, you know, I didn't have the booth to work, so I was just doing whatever I wanted. So it was cool because I knew you guys wanted to do your thing and stay there and really focus on the booth. So I was like, able to like bring you guys food and stuff like that. Yeah. So you didn't have to go out anywhere or do anything. You could just stay focused, which was cool.
Yeah, sometimes we just end up like not really eating or just like eating like little packs of crackers and stuff like that, and apple.
And I mean, like, in my head, there are a lot of times at shows where I look at, like, after everything is set up, like, and the show starts at, what, like, 10 or 11, I'll look at my watch and I'll be like, all right, I'm not really going to sell until noon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's like an hour and a half because, like, I'm already sort of, you know, like, because Carolyn gets to sleep, but I'm driving. And that's like, driving is like really tiring. You know what I mean?
Especially in New York.
Yeah, especially in New York. And also just like you're like mentally, it's like you're already, when you're driving, you're not really just driving, but you're also like thinking.
Oh yeah.
You know, so it's almost like you're having a meeting with yourself. You're like talking to God and shit. Like, you know, you do whatever you do. But, you know, so those are always, I don't know if that counts as pacing, What was the question again? What was the...
Really?
I'm a comedic, I mean, I'm a comedic genius, man.
I think we answered it pretty much.
I'm a comedic genius.
It was more about, it's a lot harder behind the booth to take breaks and pace yourself, not only because you want to be there to sell it, but just because you, you know...
Well, let's end this by saying our upcoming tour dates.
Exactly. What do we got coming up, Carolyn Bleski?
September 10th and 11th, Small Press Expo. September 16th through 18th, Intervention.
Oh, yeah.
October 13th through 16th, New York Comic Con. And you can see what we're up to at curls-studio.com.
That's right. I guess that's the end of... What did we name this? Viewer mail? Is this viewer mail now? There's not even viewers. There's listeners. Listener mail.
It's the Curl Studio mailbag.
Curl Studio. Wait a minute. What?
Mailbag.
Is this the Curl Studio or is this the Carolyn and Joe Show mailbag?
Carolyn and Joe Show mailbag.
Man, today I was like, man, I really want to have like a rotisserie chicken. It was amazing. I never had it because an earthquake happened. But it's okay.
Do you know what I really wanted?
What?
Chex Mix.
Chex Mix?
Yeah.
Usually with Chex Mix, I only want to eat the Chex part. I don't really.
I do too.
You don't want the mix? Same
I don't way. Want like the actual like.
I just want a box of Chex that has the mix stuff in it.
Yeah, what the fuck? But that's just cereal then, isn't it? Because don't
no,
they have
but
cereal?
That has the seasoning in it from the Chex Mix.
Yeah, the seasoning is really good.
Oh, God.
The seasoning.
I would eat that in a bowl like cereal with no milk.
Thanks, everyone. Give us all your questions. We'll answer them
you can email,
as best as we can like this.
You can either tweet me or email info@curls-studio.com.
That's right. Catch you all later. Have a good night.
Adios.
Or day or lunch.